Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying your day so far. To get a chance, go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button because it's important that you hit that bell button because you're going to get alerted to any time I go live or I upload any brand new content. For example, before I did my live stream last night, the catfish were back again. I've been to restaurants and stuff where it's right on the water and a lot of people throw food out there. And I can understand why the catfish are doing that. But if you go to my YouTube, it's a top video up there. I've never, ever seen catfish school the way that they did right before I did my live stream last night. So please check it out. And if you've ever seen it before, you can explain to me why they're doing it. Hit me up. A couple of ways you can do that. Email me, tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two D's, tuttle@gmail.com. Or you can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. I got a lot of people messaging me on social media yesterday, and they're like, oh, did you hear the news? Did you hear the news? It's funny how quickly news gets around when somebody quits or gets let go from a radio show or a podcast show. But a lot of people message me. They're like, hey, did you hear Butler from A Mediocre Time with Tom and Dan quit? I was like, no, I didn't. It's not because I don't listen to the Tom and Dan show. It's just I've been really, really busy the past couple of weeks, so I haven't been able to keep up. And if you're wanting to find other great podcasts, definitely check them out. Just search Tom and Dan. It's one of the, well, you know what? I'll just come out and say it. It is the best podcast that you're going to hear in Florida. Just saying it. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that. Just search Tom and Dan. They're available on all podcasting platforms. But I guess Butler, I don't know exactly what Butler's title was there. I just didn't think it was any of my business. But I guess he maybe read some messages. And I could be wrong on any of this stuff. Like I said, I'm getting it all secondhand. I'm going to have to see if I can go find the audio. But Butler, I think, was actually looking at Daniel's computer and came across some messages. I guess they were talking about him. I guess he got upset. And I don't know. I really have not talked to him that much. But, you know, like if you're really, really wanting to get into something, for one, you shouldn't have been looking at the messages because there might have been something in there that was talking about you. You automatically have to assume. And I'm not saying that Tom and Dan do this, but I always, like, working in radio, because I've been there when somebody walked out of the room, oh, everybody starts talking crap about the person that just left. And it just happens. I mean, it might not necessarily be, like, I don't know, like, from a bad place. It's just, it's something that happens in broadcasting and entertainment alone. But I guess he got upset, got butt hurt from it, and I think he quit. Now, like I said, I really don't know Butler that much, but I've known Tom and Dan for quite a while. And I'll be honest with you, I'm already sending a resume. I don't know how much the job would even pay, but it's better than when I'm, because I technically do not have a job at the moment. And I would definitely take it. I don't know, like I said, I don't know if it's a lot, but also the opportunity to be able to work with two guys that I respect in radio, two guys that I consider good friends, and be able to promote my podcast and the content that I'm putting out there. Hell yeah, I would jump at that in a second. I don't know. I hope Tom and Dan aren't going to be mad that I'm talking about this, but I'm throwing my hat into the ring. I'm telling you right now, because I did text Daniel. I text Daniel and said, hey, I kind of fibbed a little bit. I said, hey, I'm not trying to worm my way into a gig, but hey, I heard Butler quit. If you guys need any help behind the scenes, just let me know until you're able to find somebody. But I did send a resume to all three of them. And I don't know, like, if I am just jumping too quickly before the body's even cold. But that's the way the business works. It's next man up. And I think that I could add a lot to what Tom and Dan are doing. Not saying that they need me. I just think that I could make their lives easier. You know, I'm one of the most efficient people that you're ever going to see when it comes to editing audio. I could be booking guests. A lot of you guys don't know this. One of the first in-studio guests that Tom and Dan ever had, I booked for them. Joshua Radin, touring musician. He came in, and the thing about Josh, he always brings in hot, like, harmonizing chicks that are out on the road with him. He had Priscilla on. I forget. Jessica Stavely Taylor from the Staves. She's from the United Kingdom. She got a great song called Mexico, and she came in and performed that and knocked it out of the park. So what I'm trying to say is that, you know, if you guys listen to me and you listen to Tom and Dan, put in a good word for me. Tell them, hey, give Tuttle a little bit of a test drive and see. They know what I can do. They know how much I could help them make their lives easier. Daniel wouldn't have to be sitting at the Tom and Dan complex editing at all hours of the night. I could be handling that type of stuff. I could be booking guests. I could be taking out the trash, cleaning the toilet. You know, going in, picking up Tom's dry cleaning. Does he need me to babysit his kids? Yes, I'll do that. Whatever it takes. Make me your bitch boy. I'm down for it. I really, really am. Earlier in the week on Monday, I actually talked about this. I spent the weekend with my good friend Colton, and I was supposed to head back home on Sunday, but I couldn't. Well, there are a couple of reasons. One, the cops shot and killed some dude, and I'm about to get into that story. Because we didn't know the details yet. We didn't know, like, if this guy had a criminal past, or he was on the run, or he got pulled over. But we'll get into that. And number two, the Sunday after Thanksgiving is the busiest and most dangerous day to be traveling. On top of that, I-4 is the dangerous road, the most dangerous road in the United States. And like I've always said, it's the shortest. But more people die on that because all the tourists that come down here to go to the theme park and the beaches and stuff. And I just stayed another night. But come to find out, there's more to the story about those cops shooting that dude in Lakeland.
Just a super humble guy.
And now deceased because of what happened here over the weekend at a state project to rebuild the Kathleen Road overpass. This man, who doesn't want to be identified, said he was a friend of the 61-year-old man who was just killed.
I've never really understood that. They didn't want to be shown on camera. Is this a guy that is scared of something? Or does he have low self-esteem and doesn't want to be on film? But dude, we can hear your voice. It's not like they even, like, tried to disguise the voice. And all your friends are going to know, oh man, that's Billy Bob or John Boy. It's just stupid. They're not going to disguise your voice. It does you no good at all.
He says the man was hired to make sure a pump didn't break down overnight.
That pump needs to continue to run. So if it runs out of fuel or if it malfunctions.
All right. So from just hearing the voice, maybe it might be a good thing. Maybe it's a good thing you stayed off of camera. Because the image that I'm getting in my head right now is just some, like, friggin' fat dude that it sits in his mom's basement all day drinking Mountain Dew and playing Minecraft. Wait a minute. I played Minecraft. It was the only thing that kept me from drinking. It did. After the first 2 weeks, when I got through all the physical withdrawals, I just needed something to stay busy because when I was bored, guess what? I wanted to drink. So I took up Minecraft. I need to get back on there. I built a pretty kick-ass house. I was trying to build it all out of, like, iron because you can do mining because it's called Minecraft. I had a lot of diamonds as well, too. All right, I'm getting way off track here.
That was his reason for being out there.
Night in, night out, the dead man, who police have not identified yet, was there in his personal unmarked car.
All right, look, I don't want anybody to think that I am attacking the cops because I'm not, but there's going to be some questions that need to be answered. Because if this guy was hired to be there to make sure that the pump keeps working and working overnight, I mean, that is a very, very desolate area going down I-4 right there at Kathleen Road and Lakeland. And I could understand where it might get a little boring. You might fall asleep in your car. And I don't think that they say that in this news story, but I could almost guarantee you that's what happened. Because the guy was just out there doing his job and the cops had to come harass him. And I think that they ended up finding out about the car from some of the traffic cameras and stuff. And then does this fall on the construction company not notifying local law enforcement that, hey, we got a guy that's going to be in the median in the construction area in between the concrete barriers? He's cool. Don't go and harass him or even go as far as killing him.
Before sunrise Sunday, two Lakeland officers noticed the car, thought it was suspicious, and knocked on the window.
There was a series of shots. Preliminarily, at this point, we believe the subject did fire. Our officers returned fire, neutralizing the suspect.
I don't know how I feel about the word neutralize. It's not like you're trying to neutralize the pH in your aquarium or your swimming pool or anything. This is a guy that was just doing his job. I'm not saying it's the most glamorous job in the world, but it's a job. A lot of people, I mean, he could be living off the system. He could be out doing other things, robbing, stealing, doing whatever to make ends meet. No, this guy just took whatever job he could get. I don't even think he was from this area. I think he was from South Florida. And he ends up maybe falling asleep. Because I don't understand, like, why he would have, like, just open fire. But at the same time, I hope that they're going to make this dash cam or body cam available. Because I really do think us as citizens, taxpaying citizens, need to be able to see that. I think we're owed to see it. And I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. They're not giving a lot of details. And the reason why they're not giving a lot of details is because they're covering their ass. Anybody would cover their ass. Hell, I mean, I would be doing the same thing as well, too. Plus, they're still doing the investigation. But, man, this is going to be a bad, bad look on law enforcement if some of the details come out and this guy was just sleeping, doing his job, and he was startled. And he ended up grabbing his gun and firing a couple of rounds out the side window. But the cops also did have the right to be able to protect themselves. But as citizens, I mean, the guy wasn't doing anything wrong. He was supposed to be there.
We're told that the man began carrying that gun because of a nerve-wracking encounter at the site a few weeks before.
He was sleeping in the car, and he woke up to two guys wandering around the construction site. He said they looked like maybe they were trying to steal something, so he got out of his car.
So this guy was trying to be just a good employee, probably was also, you know, concerned about his own safety. Because a lot of you guys, if you're new to the show, I've talked about this. I was a welder. I worked on construction sites. And they do lock the gates, and they do have guards and stuff on the construction site to make sure that people don't come in there. Because there's a lot of, like, stuff that you can scrap in a construction area. Metal, copper, all types of stuff that these bums, these white trash mother effers that don't have jobs, which this guy that was just doing his job, like I said, this guy could have been out doing the same thing that these criminals were doing, but he wasn't. He had a boring-ass, non-glamorous job sitting in the middle of nowhere. Kathleen Street, right there, is one of those dead areas. And a lot of people are probably asking, well, why a pump water? Well, in Florida, we have a very, very high water table. That's why we don't have basements in the state of Florida, because if you did, you'd have to be running a pump 24/7, 365, just to keep your basement from not flooding. And this guy was scared, and he exercised his Second Amendment right to be able to protect himself, especially here in the state of Florida, man. It's almost like the Wild Wild West. The only state that has runs more loose than the state of Florida when it comes to firearms is the great state of Texas.
And when he called out to him, he said that they took off running.
From that point on, the friend says, the man brought the gun to work because he was afraid to be out there in the middle of the night, alone and unprotected.
Seriously, guys, I'm not exaggerating. I almost, there are some points around that Kathleen area in Lakeland that I lose complete cell phone coverage. Like, I'll be lucky to even get the Edge network. And if you don't know what the Edge network was, that was the network that the original, the OG iPhone worked on. And you can't get any signal or anything. That's how desolate it is. And I don't blame this guy. He's an old guy. He's in his 60s. He's probably not going to be able to fight off anybody that comes up there and tries to rob the place. And this guy was just doing everything right. I don't know if he had a criminal record because they're not releasing the guy's name yet. But this could be really, really bad for the Lakeland police officers in that area. And I would love to hear where Grady Judd stands on this, because I don't think the Polk County Sheriff's Department, I'm sure that they had somebody out there investigating what ended up happening. But I would love to know where Grady Judd stands on this. Because Grady, if you look at all of the press conferences and stuff he has, when all the looting and the rioting and stuff was going on in 2020 with all the civil unrest, Grady was telling him, he's like, don't come to Polk County. Because guess what? Our citizens have guns.
According to police, Sunday morning, he unfortunately used it.
That's why I want to see the body cam. I want to see the body cam, and I want to see if the police officers announced who they were before they came up there, or did they just go knock on the window? Dude, do you guys remember, I think earlier this year, it's on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. I was coming home from Tampa. I was in DeLand. And I was at a red light, and this guy ended up falling asleep at the wheel of the car. It was in park and stuff. It really was, because he wasn't going anywhere. He was completely knocked out. And I thought about just for a second to knock on the window, and then I was like, nope. I live in Florida, you dumbass. Don't go knocking on windows when people are sleeping and get startled. Because he did have tinted windows, and I couldn't tell if he did have a gun or anything. So I didn't. So I ended up calling the police department, and they were really, really smart about it. They announced themselves. They told the guy in the car, hey, DeLand Police Department. And I also thought it was smart because it was two cops. The first cop that got there was parked right up against the bumper of the guy's car. And then the second cop ended up coming, and he backed his car up right to the nose of the guy's car that was asleep, because they didn't know, like, if they startled him, he was going to just hit the gas and take off or try to run them. That's how it should be done. But we still, it's still fresh. This happened on Sunday. Today is Wednesday. And we still have no more details than what we had. So when are we going to see this body cam? Because I think all police officers in the state of Florida are now supposed to be wearing body cams. And once again, if the cops did alert them, alert the man, hey, this is the Lakeland Police Department, and then the guy ended up firing off some rounds, then that's on him. That is on him. That is a very, very key part of the evidence that I want to see.
Now, we understand the man has been in this area because of his job for the last year or so. He actually lives in Miami. Police have yet to confirm his name for us.
So from one gun-related story to another, some webcam whore, some cam whore up in Georgia, I guess during one of her live videos and stuff, ended up shooting herself in the vagina. How do you do that? I could see how that could happen to a guy, but, like, wouldn't you actually have to have the gun pointed in between your legs, pointed at your vagina, and shot right into it? You know, with a man, I can understand that because we got stuff on the outside. You know, you could have it in your lap and you could have shot your dick off or something. Yeah. But this webcam whore up in Georgia did that very exact thing.
A Georgia woman working as a webcam model for a popular pornography site.
By the way, my new news presenter, Amy Sinha, you can check her out, amysinha.com. That's AmySinha.com. If you're looking for somebody to voice over any of your stuff, she's also an amazing musician. But is Amy trying to get all, like, breathy? Trying to get all sexual while she's reading this? I'm not making it. Look, I love it. I love Amy's delivery on this. But it because it's a webcam model that does pornography, is Amy just trying to get a little bit more sultry, being a little breathy, to kind of blend in with the story? If so, kudos to you, Amy.
Accidentally shot herself in the vagina earlier this month. A police report chronicling the bizarre incident reveals in what a witness says was a pornographic video gone horribly wrong.
I definitely have seen some pornographies that have gone wrong, especially when it comes to threesomes, where it's a guy, girl, little devil's triangle, and their testicles, you know, during DP, actually touch each other, their testicles. Yeah. That's not a good look. Like, if that's your bro, that's your lad, during a threesome, a guy, girl, and you touch your testicles, touch your bro or your lad's testicles. Yeah, how do you even explain that? Is that one of those things as guy friends you just don't talk about? Like, you know that it happened, but even though you look your best friend in the eye and you guys are just hanging out real relaxed, nobody else is around, it's just something that you don't even bring up. It's not like, hey, like, for example, if it was me and Colton. Hey, Colton, remember that that guy-girl threesome that we had? Yeah, what do you mean, Tuttle? I didn't mean for my testicles to touch your testicles. And I just wanted to get the uncomfortableness out of the way. He was like, what are you talking about? I don't remember that. It's just one of those things as dudes you don't talk about when your testicles touch each other's.
According to the report, E-girl Lauren Hunter Damon, 27, accidentally discharged the weapon, a 9mm handgun.
And I've talked about this. There are kinks for everything. There are categories for everything. And living here in America and how much we love our guns, people are into gunplay porn. Gunplay porn. Popping my peas. Gunplay porn. But yeah, you and I'm sure it's not going to be like an Alec Baldwin like scenario on the set of Rust where you got live ammunition. I could almost guarantee you on the porn sets, and that's the sad thing about it, that porn sets are actually safer than being on the set of a very professional, high-budget Hollywood movie starring Alec Baldwin. Yeah, you might want to reevaluate your business plan, because you could tell that the guns are fake, but it's usually a dude hooking up with a chick. It's not like rape or anything. It's consensual, maybe simulated rape at best. But the guy's got the gun to her head, or it's got in her mouth while having intercourse, and that stuff does happen. So maybe she was in that type of scenario.
While alone in her bedroom the morning of November 9, while several of her housemates were on the property, around noon, cops were called to the scene of the Thomaston home after receiving a report of an accidental gunshot wound.
You know what? Screw it. I don't think that I've been too graphic or too shock jockish, but I'm sure that this episode's going to get partially demonetized. But, I mean, aren't women a little bit better suited for handling being shot in the crotch? Because guys don't have to bleed from their penises every month. Yes, it might be a little painful. I've had, like, so many women describe, because my ex-wife had the worst time with her monthly visitor. And it's just like, I've had women try to describe what it's like having the PMS cramps and the bleeding and just how horrible it is. But I also think, I mean, doesn't the monthly period kind of prepare you for blood coming out of that area? I mean, I'm just asking some serious questions. Because everybody thinks that men are better than women when it comes to, you know, we're more more logical, we're stronger. No. We would not be able to handle seeing blood come out of our genitalia like a woman could. So women have got us beat all day there.
Upon arriving at the scene, Upson County Sheriff's Deputy Zachary Wall immediately encountered an EMS worker in the woman's driveway clutching the handgun as well as a spent bullet casing.
Now, maybe a lot of you guys don't know much about guns and bullets and stuff. They brought up the bullet casing, and that made me think, what kind of bullet was it? Was it a regular bullet? I mean, well, all bullets are bullets, but was it a regular bullet or was it a hollow point? Because that does make a big difference. And if you don't know what the difference is that the bullet just goes in, it doesn't fragment. But when you're using hollow points and they enter the body, they split apart, go in a bunch of different pieces, makes a bigger hole. I mean, the entrance wound is the same size as a regular bullet, but on the back end, oh man, it is a mess. And if you shoot yourself in the vagina, does that mean you blow out your BH as well too? These are all questions because I've never heard of a scenario like this before in my life.
The paramedic notified the officer that the female had shot herself in the vagina accidentally. The report reads, Damon, wounded but in stable condition, was subsequently carted off to the parking lot of the Upson County Sheriff's Office.
I really hope her family or parents knew that she was already webcamming, because wouldn't that be a horrible way as a parent to find out, especially a father? Your father thinks that you're this sweet little innocent daddy's girl, and he doesn't know. He thinks you're working some other job, because a lot of cam girls do have side gigs, because a lot of people don't want to know. But can you imagine the dad getting the phone call? Hey, Mr. Such and Such, are you the father of Such and Such? Well, yes, I am. Sir, we need you to come down to the county hospital. What happened? Well, let's see. Your daughter was about to insert things in certain areas, and she might have been using a gun. And this was all on camera, sir. Oh, what do you mean, camera? Sir, your daughter shot her vagina off while filming a pornographic webcam video.
Police then conducted interviews with the other residents of the home, three in total, and two other present when the shot went off. One of the woman's housemates, Jordan Allen, the owner of the firearm.
Wait a minute. Something's not adding up here. Something's not adding up. 2 + 2 is not equaling 4 here. Why did she have the gun? If it owned to some, if it was owned by somebody else, and was this all caught on camera? Because I know that Amy said that it was, but do we have the video evidence? Because this kind of seems like this guy, like I said, gunplay. I'm being honest. Remember how I brought up earlier pornography with gunplay, where the guy has a gun and he's using it while having sex, but not using it, not pulling the trigger, but the threat of pulling the trigger. And that this is all what could have been happening. And he accidentally shot her in the cooch there. And he freaked out and was like, "Oh, come on. You cannot tell the cops. Cannot tell the cops what we were doing because I'm going to go to jail." And guess what? If you tell them that you shot yourself in the vagina, it's going to be better for the both of us. I can almost guarantee you. And don't think that I'm crazy. I'm not surprised by news stories anymore. So, yes, this is in the realm of possibility.
Told deputies he was in the kitchen when he heard a gunshot and shed some light on how the strange incident may have occurred. According to the report, Alan rushed to Damon's room when he heard the gun go off and found her with blood dripping down her leg.
Serious question. I know a lot of people would never think that they would find themselves in that situation, but what is the first thing you would do? If I heard a gunshot and I walked in there, I'd be like, oh my God, she's bleeding from between her legs. You go get a tampon? You get a tampon or a pad or something just to help it out, you know, how people pull their belts off and create like a little makeshift tourniquet to put on somebody's leg that's bleeding. I bet that was a very heavy flow.
Alan then told police that upon seeing him enter the room, a bloody Damon told him that she shot herself accidentally and profusely apologized.
I'm sorry, if I shot myself in the crotch, the groin area, the genitalia, whatever you call it, well, the last thing that I'm maybe doing is apologizing. What do you have to apologize? I mean, you should be apologizing to your vagina. Hey, you down there? And also, a quick question. Do women name their vaginas like men give a name to their penis? I'm just an honest question. Any of the lady supporters of the Tuttle Daily podcast, if you named your vagina, or maybe your significant other named your vagina, what is the name of your vagina? I would love to hear from you. Email me. I know that I'm kind of just reaching. I'm kind of pandering. But yeah, like tuttle@gmail.com, or you can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. I would love to hear if that's just a guy thing, naming your penis, or do women actually name their vaginas? And I would love to hear some of the names that some of these women come up with.
Alan then illuminated the officers to his housemate's occupation. Per the report, Alan told cops that Damon has subscribers on a sexual web platform called Chatter and added that she makes sexual videos of herself and people pay her to see them. Alan then advised the lawman that he believed she was recording a video at the time the gun went off.
And the thing, look, you guys all know that I was just on Goddess Vivian's podcast platform. She beat the hell out of me. I got the video up on my YouTube page, but like I said, there's a kink for everything, and people are into gunplay, and a lot of these webcam models for extra money will do private videos that they send to those people. They don't post it. They send private videos, and I can almost guarantee you some sicko that is a subscriber of hers requested a gunplay video that was going to be sent to him. And this bitch shot herself in the vagina.
Police also interviewed a distraught Damon before she was driven away and stated that her account of the shooting was inconsistent with her claiming at one point that she discharged the weapon herself and at another that the gun went off during a consensual sex act with Alan.
And I'm being dead honest. Seriously, I know what basically the story is about, but I never listened to the audio of the news stories. I just, if I see the title and I think it piques my interest, I pull the audio, I edit the front and the back of it, and then I just let it ride. I let it ride. And I think I kind of called this right from the beginning. There was a sexual act that involved guns, and I can almost guarantee you this guy was the one that accidentally discharged the weapon into this woman's vagina. And like I said, he probably was like, hey, don't say anything. Don't call anybody. I wish I could make another joke there, but I'm not going to because it's already gotten me in trouble. But why should both of them go down, or him go down? And then if you just say, hey, I accidentally shot myself in the crotch, they're not going to put you in jail for shooting yourself. Maybe get a ticket for, you know, irresponsibly using or discharging a weapon. And this guy's going to be out scot-free. This is exactly what happened. I should be a goddamn detective.
Upson County Sheriff Dan Kilgore told The Smoking Gun that the shooting, which his department labeled reckless conduct in their November 9 report, is unlikely to result in criminal charges. Moreover, the web platform Alan mentioned to officers is actually called Chatterbait, a popular adult site that allows models to receive donations from viewers in the form of tips.
The way Amy just described that, I'm kind of a cam whore. I'm not doing sexual acts, but like I do the Tuttle Daily podcast live stream at 8 every single night, Monday through Friday, and I'm doing the show. I try to be as funny as I can or entertain you guys, so you can throw me tips, and that's basically what this chick was doing. God, man, I'm a male cam whore, and I'm just realizing this, but guess what? I really don't care. I've done far worse. It's not like I'm going to be embarrassed or anything.
In return for the recorded staging of requested sex acts, it is currently unknown whether Damon was broadcasting online when the gun went off, or whether she was recording a video to be uploaded to the pornography site. This is Amy Sinha reporting for the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
One of the greatest things I like about America is that it's so big that we got a lot of regional things. Like, for example, here in the state of Florida, we have Winn-Dixie's. Winn-Dixie's is a very, very southern name for business. And I still don't understand, like, with the whole cancel culture, the removal of Confederate statues, the Dixie Chicks going from the Dixie Chicks to just the Chicks, Lady Antebellum changing their name. How the hell did Winn-Dixie make it past the cancel culture group? Have no idea. I'll give you another example. We have Hardee's east of the Mississippi, and then on the West Coast, we have Carl's Jr. They're the exact same business. As far as I know, I think that they are owned by the same place. And then one of the things that we have here in the state of Florida is Publix. I know up in Georgia they have Kroger's and stuff. I never saw a Wawa. Wawa's, you cannot, they're becoming like CVS's and Walgreens. Like you can't even drive up to an intersection without running into a Wawa. And I remember the first time that I actually went to a Wawa was up in New Jersey when I was married. My ex-wife talked about this all the time. You got to get a Wawa shorty. Wawa shorty. It's a little short sub. And they got all kinds of great food at Wawa now. They definitely have cheaper gas than a lot of the other places as well. And I've never understood this as well about the Wawas, that they got more... Like, for example, when I visited with Colton this weekend, there is a Wawa up where he lives at. And you wouldn't think up in Pasco County that a lot of people would have Teslas. But that whole parking lot, every single charging station at the Wawa had a Tesla on it. How do they make money off of that? Because it's not free. You're using electricity to charge a car. And I was just curious on how they actually make that. Is Tesla paying Wawa to be able to have charging stations. But Publix, one of the things that separated Publix, and I think it's only in the state of Florida, that they have those scales at the entrance of the Publix. And it's those old-time scales. I don't know how accurate they are, because I've weighed myself on the digital scale that I have at home, and then I'll go to the Publix, and it's not even close. Like, I definitely weigh lighter on the Publix scales at the entrance when you go in there to shop. And I never understood why they did that. But of course they're going to make it lighter, because guess what? They want you to buy as many groceries as you can. But now they're getting rid of the tradition. Well, they're going to start phasing it out. And I have my theories on why they're doing it.
All right, I have a confession to make. In the 25 years that I've been shopping at Publix, I've never stepped on that Publix green scale. But today I did, because I wanted to try it before they vanish.
In some of the bigger cities around Florida, like Tampa, St. Pete, Orlando, Miami, Jacksonville, yeah, you don't see a lot of the ladies, but when you do get to a small town where you got a lot of those corn-fed bitches, I'm sorry, ladies, I shouldn't have used that word, but they just don't give a damn. They're like, my man likes me to have some cushion for the pushin. And they don't give a damn. They'll get on the scale. Good luck in one of the bigger cities of trying to get a woman on a scale. Maybe more women want to get on the Publix scale because it makes them seem like they're lighter. I don't know. But I really do think that the reason that they're phasing this out, and they're not going to say this, but I guarantee you, it all goes back to the cancel culture. There was probably some Karen, some rich white lady, that thought she weighed something at one place, and then she got on the Publix scale. And then a lot of the bigger girls are probably like, oh, man, why are you pinning women on a pedestal? Or even men. Men are just obsessed with weight and working out as women are. But I really do think the reason why they're phasing this out is because of fat shaming.
Classic Florida experiences include Disney, the beach, and weighing yourself on the old-timey, iconic scale in the front of every Publix store.
And everybody is just laying a little heavy when they go into Publix. Because in the South, my mom always said this. You don't go shopping when you're hungry. Because you will end up buying a lot of garbage that you don't need. Because your stomach actually takes over for your mind, and you're like, oh man, I'm hungry. Oh, because everything looks good. And that's what they're counting on. They're counting on you going into the store hungry because they're wanting to cash in.
As a kid, I remember from as young as 2, getting on the scale. It was just a thing you do in public, so.
The Publix scale with the big round dial on top has been a fixture found only in Florida Publix stores for over 80 years.
I'm going to have to, because I do like to learn things every single day. I'm going to have to do a little bit of research and find out whose great idea was it, because it is a gimmick. Here in the state of Florida, you cannot walk into a Publix that does not have that big-ass scale right at the front door so you can weigh yourself. And I would like to hear from you guys. Do you weigh yourself walking in, or do you weigh yourself walking out? I don't know if there's a big preference or it really makes a difference, but I would like to hear from you. You can email me, Tuttle@gmail.com. Or you can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044.
According to the grocery chain, the scales were first provided as a free service to customers at a time when household scales were bulky and too expensive to own.
Hey, honey, your ass is looking kind of big. I think we need to go up to Publix and we need to weigh your ass. I watch a lot of these shows where they love to do these reality shows now where the fat people, my 6,000-calorie diet or the 600-pound man, They're so big, they can't even get out of their bed. I remember I was watching one of those shows just like that. It probably was on TLC or Discovery. And this guy was so big that he couldn't even get out of his room. Even if he could get out of the bed, he could not fit through the doorway. And they had him on a diet. You know, when you're that big and you got to rely on somebody to bring you your food because you're so goddamn big that you can't even fit out the door of your bedroom, you're kind of limited. Like, you're at the mercy of your caretaker. And this one guy was so upset on the diet that they had him on, he ended up getting a bucket because he had a bucket. He had a poop bucket because, once again, like I said, he can't even get out of the goddamn room. So what he did is he took his poop bucket. I guess he cleaned it out. I would hope so. And he had a rope or a string because he lived on the second floor. And he would drop down the bucket with money in it. He would get somebody on the street to take the money and actually go to the convenience store, the Publix, whatever it may be, to go get him food. I'm telling you right now, if this big fat ass drops down a bucket with a wad of cash in it, I'm not getting his food, taking the money. What's he going to do? He can't even fit out of his front door. And I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh, well, you know, that's stealing. No, I'm doing the dude a favor. I'm not enabling his overeating, and I'm getting paid.
Publix has continued to offer the free weigh-in, but the company that manufactures the scales ceased production in 2015, meaning one day the Publix scales will be retired.
So you're trying to tell me that they can't get anybody else to make their scales kind of, new, used? Because, I mean, that's the thing about the Publix scales. They're kind of like old-timey looking. They're the ones that you would see at any like pharmacy back in the day. So why can't you get somebody else to make it? That's why I actually think that it does all come down to fat shaming. Some woman probably complained. She probably got, she hopped on the scale one time and she thought she was going to weigh one thing. And she was actually heavier than what she thought. And she got mad. She went and complained and was like, this cannot be stand for. No, maybe you need to do a little bit more standing. Maybe you would lose some weight. But I can almost guarantee you this all comes down to somebody getting pissed off because of fat shaming.
That's disappointing because every time I walk in and walk out, that's one thing you want to check.
Yeah, that is terrible.
But take heart, Publix scale lovers. Publix says it still has a limited supply of new scales in storage and plans to keep repairing the existing ones for as long as it can.
It's kind of a little bit of a commentary on the health and diet and obesity that's going on in the United States. Because why would you have to fix these scales all the time? You want to know why? Because it's a bunch of fat-ass people getting on those scales. Back to those shows with those, like, people that weigh over 600 pounds. It's really, really embarrassing because they really don't even know how much these people do weigh. And I remember one of the episodes, they ended up getting the guy in an ambulance. By the way, they had to cut a hole in the wall of the house to be able to get him out. Not even a hole, because this guy was so fat, there's no way he could fit through a hole. So they had to cut a whole panel out just to get him out. They put him in the ambulance and then just to weigh him, because they know what the weight of the ambulance is. They stop at a truck weigh station off the interstate, roll up there, weigh it, because that's how they weighed this badass dude.
They sure get a lot of use, especially this week, as brave customers like Susan Thomas want to know their post-Thanksgiving weight.
It was actually pretty good since I've been eating like a pig between Hanukkah and Thanksgiving.
So the next time you step on the Publix scale, maybe do it a little more gently, just to ensure they're around for many more years to come. Amanda Dukes reporting Wish 2 News.
Anyways, I'm going to be sad to see them go. I mean, it'll probably be a while. This is most likely just Publix covering their ass. Oh, yeah. We're going to phase them out because the people that make the scales are no longer around. But we're going to keep them around just to kind of appease the people that got offended because the scale said they were heavier than what they actually thought they were. I'm going to get out of here. Make sure you check out my sponsor, Ian Hanna. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home in the Volusia, Brevard, or Flagler areas, or if you even know anybody that's looking to buy or sell a home, tell them to check out my good friend, Ian Hanna. Go to his website, ianhannahomes.com. I know a lot of people don't want to travel. They're busy. They don't want to have to drive long distances to be able to look at a house. Ian is a pro when it comes to virtual reality tours. He can do drone footage so you can see the roof of the home you might be interested in buying. So check him out, Ian Hanna, ianhannahomes.com. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchUup.com, and PocketPairClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover services brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with 2Ds.net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.